Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the world news. The headlines. Iran hits Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city, causing extensive damage. Doha orders Tehran's diplomats and military to leave country at earliest. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights to and from West Asia region today. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemns deadly Pakistani airstrike on hospital in Afghanistan. Islamabad and Kabul announce temporary ceasefire till Eid. United States Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard says China and Pakistan pose nuclear threat to US. And United Kingdom to roll out targeted vaccination program to curb meningitis B outbreak. And now the news in detail. Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city came under Iranian missile attacks yesterday, which escalate the diplomatic tension between the two countries. Qatar Energy, which is country's state-owned petroleum company, said in a statement that emergency response teams were deployed immediately to contain the resulting fires as extensive damage has been caused. It further said that all personnel were accounted for and no casualties were reported. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign ministry has ordered Iranian diplomats, military and security attachés, along with their staff, to leave the country. It said in an official note that Qatar considers both the military attaché and the security attaché at the embassy, in addition to the staff of the two attaché offices, persona non grata, and requests that they leave the country within a maximum period of 24 hours. Qatar said this decision comes in response to repeated Iranian targeting and the blatant aggression against Doha. Air India and Air India Express will operate a combined total of 48 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. Both carriers will maintain their regular services to Jeddah and Muscat, including 16 flights between India and Jeddah. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will fly from Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kozhikode. Muscat will see 6 scheduled flights covering Delhi, Kozhikode and Mumbai. Additionally, Air India will operate 2 return flights to and from Riyadh from Delhi. On top of the scheduled services, the airlines will run 30 non-scheduled flights to and from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, subject to slot availability and local operational conditions. The carriers emphasized that all flights are being operated with the requisite permissions from the relevant Indian and local regulatory authorities. Tensions across West Asia rose sharply as facilities linked to the world's largest natural gas field in Iran came under a coordinated US-Israeli strike. Iranian state media reported that gas processing plants and petrochemical installations in the Asulya Special Economic Energy Zone were targeted, disrupting key phases of the South Pass field and halting production. Fires were reported but later contained and no casualties were immediately confirmed. The strike marks the first direct Israeli attack on Iran's upstream energy infrastructure since the conflict began on February 28. We have more details on this from our West Asia correspondent.
Across the wider Gulf region, air defense systems have been activated amid a wave of incoming threats targeting energy infrastructure. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities confirmed that missiles aimed at the Habshan facility and the Bab oil field were successfully intercepted before the impact, prompting temporary suspension of operations for safety checks. UAE described the attempted strike as a terrorist act and a dangerous escalation while affirming that all necessary measures will be taken to protect national security. In Saudi Arabia, Ministry of Defense reported intercepting and destroying 2 ballistic missiles and 8 drones targeting eastern province, while falling debris injured 4 residents in Riyadh. Meanwhile, Israel says it has begun striking northern Iran for the first time since the conflict began, marking a significant widening of the theater of operations. The United States has distanced itself from the initial strike on Iran's South Pars facility, with President Donald Trump stating Washington had no prior knowledge of the attack and that Qatar was not involved. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the deadly Pakistani airstrike on a hospital in Kabul, calling for an independent investigation into the incident. A spokesperson for the Secretary General said Mr. Guterres stressed that under international law, patients, medical personnel and healthcare facilities must be protected at all times. This came after Afghanistan said that over 400 people were killed in the Pakistani attack on a drug rehabilitation hospital in an overnight strike. Meanwhile, Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced a temporary pause in fighting in view of Eid al-Fitr and at the request of several Gulf nations. United States Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard has said that the long-range ballistic missile development program by China, Russia and Pakistan could be the most significant threats to the United States. Ms. Gabbard said that the United States intelligence community assesses that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran and Pakistan have been researching and developing an array of novel, advanced or traditional missile delivery systems with nuclear and conventional payloads that put U.S. within range. She further said that the IC assesses that threats to the U.S. will expand collectively to more than 16,000 missiles by 2035 from the current assessed figure of more than 3,000 missiles.
The United States' secure nuclear deterrent continues to ensure safety in the homeland against strategic threats. However, the intelligence community assesses that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and Pakistan have been researching and developing an array of novel, advanced, or traditional missile delivery systems with nuclear and conventional payloads that put our homeland within range. The IC assesses that threats to the homeland will expand collectively to more than 16,000 missiles by 2035 from the current assessed figure of more than 3,000 missiles.
In United Kingdom, an urgent public health alert has been issued after a deadly meningitis outbreak in Kent, with health workers across England urged to look out for signs of infection. The UK Health Security Agency issued the alert as a vaccination program targeting about 5,000 students began at the University of Kent following an outbreak thought to have originated at a nightclub in Canterbury. Prime Minister Keir Starmer, speaking in Parliament yesterday, expressed his sympathy to the families of the two young people who died and the others who are seriously ill, saying that it was a deeply difficult time. He said the United Kingdom will roll out targeted vaccination program to curb meningitis B outbreak.
Health experts are working to identify close contacts and distribute antibiotics, and we'll begin a targeted vaccination programme in the coming days. And can I take this opportunity to ask anyone who attended Club Chemistry on March 5th, 6th or 7th to come forward, please, to receive antibiotics?
Moving on to sports, star batter Ishan Kishan is set to lead Sunrisers Hyderabad in the beginning of the Indian Premier League IPL 2026 as regular skipper Pat Cummins will miss initial matches due to injury. We have a report.
Ishan Kishan will lead Sunrisers Hyderabad during initial matches of IPL as Pat Cummins is yet to fully recover from injury. Abhishek Sharma will serve as Kishan's deputy during this period. Regular captain Pat Cummins will resume leadership duties once he regains full fitness. Following India's successful T20 World Cup campaign, Indian wicketkeeper batter Ishan Kishan, who made a major comeback to the team, will provide further strength to Sunrisers Hyderabad's IPL journey. SRH will begin their campaign against defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the opening match of the league at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on 28th of this month. With Vikas Sharma, this is Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran hits Qatar's Ras Laffan industrial city, causing extensive damage. Doha orders Tehran's diplomats and military to leave country at earliest. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights to and from West Asia region today. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemns deadly Pakistani airstrike on hospital in Afghanistan. United States Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard says China and Pakistan pose nuclear threat to US. And that is the end of this news bulletin.